Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The human side of change is the most important part of a digital transformation, hands down. But what exactly is the human factor? What are those different components? I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world on their digital transformation journeys. And organizational change management and the human side of change is by far the most important part of any digital transformation. If you address the human factor well, you're likely to succeed. If you don't address it well, you're highly likely to fail. But oftentimes organizations don't understand what organizational change management is or what exactly the human factor and the human component is. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to discuss what are those five things that are most important when you're considering the human factor of any digital transformation. Interpersonal relationships and one-on-one relationships and group-to-group relationships throughout an organization are very important in any organizational dynamic, but especially when you're going through change. When you're about to change your operations and your organizational model and the technologies that you use, understanding those relationships and using those relationships to make sure that you're uncovering any of the organizational pitfalls and landmines associated with the change is very important. Think about all the times that you've been in an office and you've had informal conversations with a peer or a friend that you work with, a coworker. And think of all those nuggets of information you've gleaned from those informal conversations because you have a relationship with that person. Oftentimes you uncover things you wouldn't have even thought to ask about. You uncover things that you never knew you didn't know in the first place. And it's all because you have a relationship with that person or with those people that you're able to have that level of communication and get that level of understanding throughout the organization. And oftentimes these relationships are what's missing in the digital transformation. We end up focusing too much on being very structured and rigid in how we deploy organizational change management or how we deploy process improvements or how we deploy technologies that we forget about the relationship side of things as a way to really understand, first of all, what is actually happening on the ground. What is it like on the front lines? What are the pros and cons and the strengths and weaknesses of what's happening today? And ultimately, how can we navigate those realities to ensure that we deploy digital transformations in an effective way on the human side of things? So ensuring that you have those relationships and that you build those relationships and enable relationships between different parts of the organization, different locations, different departments, different work groups, different individuals, that's a critical part of any digital transformation. Just as relationships are important, so is communications. We want to make sure that we have strong relationships between different parts of the organization. We also want to make sure that we open up those lines of communication and optimize those lines of communication so that we're constantly not only communicating what we want to communicate to the organization or throughout the organization, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, gathering information and gathering input from the organizations, getting their feedback from the different parts of the organization so that we understand, again, what it's like on the front lines, what's really happening on the front lines. When we're going through a digital transformation, it's easy to sit in a conference room in an office and whiteboard things and talk theoretically about what change might look like. But until we actually communicate back and forth via two-way communication, we don't really know what kind of impact we're having. We don't really know what kind of impact this project or this transformation will have on the organization. And ultimately, we don't really know if it's working unless we've got that two-way communication. So it's very important to establish things like change agent networks and communication teams and stakeholders that we're treating almost as a marketing campaign or an advertising campaign where we're constantly reaching out to these stakeholders and individuals within the organization to ensure we're keeping those relationships and that line of communication open between the different parts of the organization. So be sure that you understand and you have a very solid communication plan and framework as a part of your digital transformation to ensure that you're addressing this important thing.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
In a recent episode of my Transformation Ground Control podcast, which I publish on a weekly basis, we talked with a guest about this concept of emotional intelligence and what does it mean to leaders and how can leaders be more emotionally intelligent in their transformation efforts. And by the way, if you want to listen to that interview, I highly encourage you to do so. And you can go watch episode number 33 of the Transformation Ground Control podcast. Just go to my YouTube channel and look for the Transformation Ground Control playlist, or just search Transformation Ground Control, look for episode 33, and you'll find more information on this whole concept. But to summarize, what we mean by emotional intelligence is a leader's ability to really recognize the dynamics and the culture of an organization and the individual needs of people within the organization, and recognizing when things are and are not working from a leadership perspective. And so oftentimes when you go through transformation, you often find that it creates a lot of tension and turmoil and conflict within the organization. And high IQ people or people with strong emotional intelligence are able to pick up on that, and they can navigate that more effectively because, first of all, they understand and recognize that there's tension or there's conflict or there's organizational dynamics at play that might be undermining our transformation. That's the first step. Oftentimes, many leaders don't even pick up on the fact that there's a problem to begin with. And certainly once there's a problem identified, good emotional intelligence type of leaders know how to navigate those challenges. They know how to attack it and they know how to resolve those areas of intelligence without further escalating the problem. And when we're in digital transformations, it can be very easy to just sort of forget about or ignore these dynamics because we're so focused on technologies or process improvements or things that are very tangible that we can see and touch and feel. The organizational dynamics takes a whole other layer of emotional intelligence that a lot of people don't have the skill set for, or they don't have the time to address. So we want to make sure that we really understand emotional intelligence and that we have leaders within our project team and overall project team members that are emotionally intelligent to be able to pick up on some of these subjective and qualitative aspects, intuitive aspects of a digital transformation. And again, if you want to dive into this topic more, I encourage you to check out episode number 33 of my Transformation Ground Control podcast. Another really important human dynamic for digital transformation is this whole concept of vision and clarity of vision. So making sure that we understand what the vision for the transformation is and being able to communicate that vision throughout the organization. Oftentimes organizations overly simplify their transformation message and say that we're going to replace our legacy technology because it's outdated and broken and it doesn't work. And that becomes the extent of the vision and the extent of the messaging and the purpose of the project. And if that's true for you, like it is for a lot of organizations, I would challenge you to rethink that vision and really rethink what it really means to your organization and how it's going to affect your organization and ultimately how this transformation will enable a more effective organization. So for example, if you know that your digital transformation is intended to improve your operational efficiency or to provide a better customer experience, you want to unpack those goals and define what exactly those goals are and align that with the overall vision of the digital transformation and ultimately be able to communicate that vision to the organization. So that's an example of how you might take your organizational vision and clarity one step further than simply saying that we're going through this transformation because we need to replace technologies. One of the more nebulous and harder to define aspects of the human dimension of digital transformation is this whole concept of culture. And what we mean by culture is your organization. What is your culture as an organization today? And ultimately, what do you want that culture to be in the future? And it's not to suggest that new technology or new processes are suddenly going to change that culture, but you can be deliberate in terms of moving the needle and understanding how you're going to evolve as an organization with your culture. So for example, a lot of times we find that organizations start off as very entrepreneurial, high growth companies, and at some point they reach varying degrees of maturity and sophistication and scale and things that change over time. So the culture needs to keep up with that, and we constantly need to evolve the culture and ensure that we're enhancing the culture and adapting as a culture longer term. Now, culture is a very broad dimension. There's a lot of different dimensions of culture and what we mean by that. So things like compensation, how you compensate people, the type of environment you have, the type of collaboration you have as an organization, how repeatable your processes are. All these different aspects of an organization affect culture and vice versa. The culture you create oftentimes will affect the other things I just mentioned. So you want to make sure that you have an overall cultural plan with the understanding that you're going to address different dimensions of culture, but also understand you're not going to change it overnight. It's going to take time to change these things. And just as your culture evolved over years and decades, it's going to take years and decades to continue to change and evolve over time. But that cultural component is something that's very important to be aware of and cognizant of as you think about your overall transformation. So these are the five things that you should be aware of as you think about the human factors of your digital transformation. But there's a lot of other things and best practices to be aware of as well when it comes to change management and the human side of change. And for that, I've included a number of links below, a number of change management resources that should help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to check out those links below. In particular, we have our guide to organizational change management. I've included a link to that in the description below. So be sure to check that out for more information on organizational change management and this whole human side of change. So I hope you found this information useful. I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.